flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESP on the phone from his home.
WIP.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Royersford. Jack, you want to get him riled up or what?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, I had to speed it up. Everyone told me that my DP was being held too long, so now I'm all thrown off.
It was a little fast that time. We're just going to be,
all right.
Again, not the first time you've heard it, but a little fast.
Listen, I'm two for two that way, Spike.
You are. Short but powerful. So, a great crowd here at McGurk's. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Got some great T-shirts to give away. Whoa.
Oh.
This thing's going crazy here. There we go. T-shirts to give away. As you heard the song, Elliot Shore Parks joining us. Elliot's call brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap. Cheap. Elliot, how are we feeling, buddy?
Man, I know the place was going wild when that song came on. Like, when McGurk booked it, it had to be like, we need the ESP song playing. So I'm jealous. I want her to see it.
Yeah, 5:30 should be, speaking of songs, 5:30 should be wild.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just can't wait for Radio Row next week when you guys are singing it with no music playing in the background for everybody to hear.
Well,
we're going to get kicked out.
Yeah. I told the guys, Elliot, the first day, everybody's just going to look and be like, what was that? It's the second day when they're going to realize it's happening every day.
And by day three, the table next to you will be like, can you please not increase?
Yep. Stop, please stop.
Yeah.
And I'm not stopping.
They're recording every time, so I can't wait to see it.
Great. So, Elliot, I think the thing that we want to know the most off the top is, from an injury standpoint, where do all the big ones stand?
Yeah.
Goddard, Juergens, Quinyon Mitchell, Jalen, all those stuff. So give us what you know.
Yeah, so I think they're all going to play. The injury report should come out soon. I'd be pretty surprised if any of them even have an injury designation. It's just not normally how the Eagles do things when it comes to players that are truly questionable. So I expect Juergens to play. He didn't talk to reporters today, but the feeling I've got from talking to players in the locker room this week is that he is going to play. It certainly looked like he had a hard practice out there. It didn't look like he was just hanging out watching on the sidelines. So I think Juergens is going to play, and that's a huge boost, obviously, because they would have lost Juergens for this one. That would have been tough for the offensive line to I think they probably still could have won, but that would have been a really tough loss. So Juergens will be in there. And then as for the other one, Dallas Goedert said he's going to play. Quinyon Mitchell said he's going to play. And Jalen said pretty much has said he's going to play. And he also said today that he expects to wear a brace on Sunday. So everyone's playing, but not 100%.
You know, the Juergens thing is interesting because it really wasn't – it was Juergens who got beat on that safety, and I wonder if that back thing was happening during that game as well, if it affected him in that game too.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so, because you're right. On that safety, it was uncharacteristic play for Juergens, and I believe it was Dickerson, to allow. Like, that, it was a good play by the Rams defensive lineman, but you just don't often see a defensive lineman split Juergens and Dickerson. So, certainly possible. I mean, while I think he is going to play on Sunday, when it comes to a back injury, like, that's probably the worst possible injury you can have as an offensive lineman, because of the nature of the position. So, I mean, you would hope that he feels close to 100%, and hopefully he's able to finish the game.
The other thing I'd say about Jalen and the brace is, to me, that isn't a That's not an alarm sign to me. You know, if anything, a brace is going to, I would hope, make him feel a little bit more confident. Ike had mentioned earlier in the week that if that is an MCL sprain, you can feel like a lack of stability. And yeah. I think sometimes a brace can make you feel a little bit better if that is the case. So I don't know that necessarily means like, oh no, he's wearing a brace. To me, it's a better safe than sorry measure. And coming from, you know, from an Embiid standpoint who doesn't like wearing the brace, as being willing to wear the brace, I think, is a smart move from Jalen.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of players now just wear them almost preemptively, or they'll suffer an injury, a leg injury, and then they just wear braces the rest of their career. So I agree with you. I don't think the fact he's wearing a brace is a red flag for his health. Obviously, he needs it because of the injury. But, you know, I think Jalen's going to be pretty much himself this weekend. You know, seeing him out at practice, listening to him this week, talking to players about how he looked at practice, I don't get a feeling that there's much worry about where he's at. He's definitely not 100% dealing with that injury, but I don't think there'll be limitations on him. I don't think he'll be afraid to run him. It wouldn't surprise me, actually, if early on in the game you saw him run it a few times just to let Washington know, like, yeah, he's going to, you know, he's able to do this. So I have way fewer worries about Jalen on Friday than I did on Monday.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to see him to not be that concerned about him. You know, it's one thing to be hopeful. It's another thing as to whether or not, and even if you run a play, is he accelerating? Is he getting away from anybody? Like, are you just running a play with him just to show you can run? I mean, you actually are putting him in harm's way of being hit by running him. So if he doesn't have his speed and his elusiveness, it'll be interesting to see. Because that's the one thing the MCL sprain affects. It's your lateral movement. So can you make guys move? Can you make guys miss? And can you stop and start and have the same acceleration to get away from guys? I think in short burst he'll be fine. But I just don't know how effective he would be if he were like in the open field running.
Yeah, or even when you talk about that lateral movement, I mean that's navigating the pocket. So like that's why the Juergens injury is. It's big that I think he's going to play because Jonathan Allen for Washington has been awesome at the playoffs so far. He has 8 hurries in 2 games. You don't often see a defensive lineman miss a chunk of the season and then come back and play at such a high level, but he is playing really good. So that's going to be a tough matchup for them. It's better for them that Dickerson should be at his normal spot. So that's where Jonathan Allen lines up for. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't think the Washington defensive line is anywhere as good as the Rams defensive line. The Rams defensive line has way more talent on it. But talk about lateral movement, moving in the pocket, a lot of big bodies around him. Yeah, there is that.
I got to watch that boy Frankie Louvu, man. He be out there hunting.
Yeah.
Linebacker, safety for Washington. He's the one who hit Jalen twice.
Coordinator. Yeah, Washington defensive coordinator certainly isn't hiding the fact that they want to hit Jalen when he's in the open field.
Elliot, I don't know if you read the article about Vic Fangio from Eagles Insider of the Year, number one power ranking so far, Tim McManus.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
But I was wondering if after reading that and sort of reading how the more intense, longer practices seem to have changed the entire culture of the whole team, I'm wondering if you're ready to officially concede that argument to Ike.
No, I'm not. I was asked.
Oh, stop it.
I'm happy to admit when I was wrong, but I'm not wrong about this one. I was at those practices for training camp. They looked the same to me. Maybe a little bit harder. Maybe 10, 15. Like
all said they were harder.
Yeah, not to my eyes they weren't. But like, I'm sure
you are sick.
I'm sure they worked harder for sure. Jalen Carter's in great shape, and they deserve credit for that. But my argument was always you have to prioritize health in training camp. And they're a healthy, healthy team now. And so I think it worked out well. I'm not concerned with that.
Everybody prioritizes health. You were willing to not practice hard and practice longer preserve bodies. And that's nonsense. That's nonsense.
They
showed you that they could practice that way and still preserve themselves.
Yeah, I just don't think the practices were much different. Like, yes, they were maybe 10
minutes. Right.
They
were longer. They were longer, and every player told you it was the most physical training camp they've been in since they've been here.
Yeah, it was more physical. I agree, but they still prioritized health. They didn't get reckless out there.
It was never a question of would they prioritize health. It's being overly cautious with prioritizing health versus the hard work that you need to put out there on the field so you can build mental toughness as well as physical toughness. And the team is clearly exhibiting that. And the players will tell you, because of the training camp they've had and the way they practice all year, putting on pads once a week, it's made them better. Elliot, it's okay. It's okay. It's good old-fashioned football. It's why we are in the NFC Championship game. You can't deny that.
They were in the Super Bowl in 2022, and they were a mentally tough team then. But with the same
That team was soft. That team was soft.
Yeah,
that team set a record for sacks.
No one was proud of that defense.
But
no one was proud of it.
Okay, yeah. They were.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're soft, right? But no, I mean, look, obviously Fangio had them working harder. I agree with that. That's
the whole team. They changed the culture.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
You want me to lie just to agree
with you? Just say I'm wrong.
No, you're lying by trying to ignore it or deny it. What are you talking about?
I'm saying they worked harder. I agree. But I never was on the air saying they shouldn't work hard. They worked hard in 2022. They worked hard in 2023.
You defended the 58-minute practice.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Because that 58-minute practice, if I'm not mistaken, was the year that they went to the Super Bowl.
No, so it wasn't. It was last year.
It was last year when they were doing those. Less than an hour of practices.
Elliot.
And they were soft last year.
Elliot,
last year was not a good year. I agree. But 2022, they practiced the same, and they went to the Super Bowl. So I don't think it was a big deal.
Are you rooting at the Eagles this weekend to prove that you're right on this?
Elliot, last thing before we get your prediction on the game. You had tweeted that Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP finalists instead of Joe Burrow.
Oh, that's too.
So my question is, you would agree that Saquon Barkley is a top MVP candidate, right?
I would, yeah.
Okay, so how could Jalen Hurts also be a top MVP candidate? if Saquon Barkley is potentially the most valuable player in the league, how could Jalen Hurts be one of the five most valuable players in all of the
And they were seventh
sport?
In scoring. They weren't a historic offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. They're both really valuable. Jalen plays the quarterback position.
It's not really valuable. It's most valuable.
He is very valuable. In fact, when he didn't play...
Well, then Derrick Henry should be in there, too.
Fine, we can talk about that. I'm just saying Joe Burrow shouldn't be in there. Joe Burrow's team didn't make the playoffs. Is Joe Burrow better than Jalen? Yes. Did he have a better year than Jalen? Yes. But he is not more valuable than Jalen for a team that didn't even make the playoffs. Like,
I don't think you understand what value means. I don't think you understand what value means.
How valuable was Joe Burrow really if this team didn't even make the playoffs?
Because
they would have won like three games without
him. Because you, Elliot, think, and I believe this, that if Tanner McKee was the starting quarterback of this team, they would have won 10 or 11 games. But you also would believe if Joe Burrow wasn't the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals, they would have won three games.
Yeah, you can throw out all these hypotheticals you want.
That's what value
Elliot,
means!
They're the worst defense in the league!
I'm talking about what actually happened. When you're ready to talk about what actually happened this year, then
you don't even know what actually happened.
Okay, here's why Jack's mad about this. Because in baseball, they give it out to losing players every year. Jack's boy Bryce got a
Because people
MVP
understand the point of value.
But Joe Burrow's not a losing player. He's not a losing player.
The award is not the best player. It's the most valuable player. And I am not going to concede that a player on a non-playoff team holds a ton of value. He was the quarterback on the
What's your prediction for Sunday's game? I can't wait till Elliot week this summer.
Yeah, we're getting ready for Elliot week. Elliot, don't ask about it, but you're going to be a part of it.
Yeah, okay. What's your prediction for the game, Elliot?
So I think the Eagles are going to win. I've felt more confident about this throughout the week. I think the Washington has the better quarterback, but I think the Eagles have the advantage at all the other positions. So, yeah, I think the Eagles are going to win. I'm debating if I think they'll cover, but right now I'll probably pick something like 27-20.
All right, 27-20. That's a cover.
All right, and yeah, Elliot, what are you wearing to the game? Ankle, lady coat?
Oh, I got the long lady coat ready to go. Don't you worry about that. Just debating what to wear under it, yeah.
Wear nothing under it.
Thank you, Elliot. You can listen to the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Go Birds Daily comes out. It's in your feed when you wake up every single morning. Appreciate that, Elliot. Thank you, buddy.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
So here's an interesting little thing. And I had mentioned, I think, yesterday that I was getting an email from a Commanders fan talking about how many tickets they had purchased and how that he kept telling me there was going to be a Commander fan takeover. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. So this, according to TickPick, and this is about secondary market, 21% of all purchases in the secondary market has been from the state of Maryland and Virginia. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of Commanders fans, I think, there. And I'm not...
Yeah. That's about, what, 15,000? 15 to 20,000?
Well, it would be of recent. Now I'm not totally
I'm
sure.
I'm just trying to think of what is 21% of 70,000.
Right, but it's only the resale market. So how much of the – it's like that doesn't count the season ticket holders.
Right. So it would be
– about 15,000.
Well, but I think it's probably 20% of 6,000, of however many tickets were on resale.
Okay,
we're not used to that in Philadelphia of a significant number of other fans. And if you're talking about who might be, I think to some extent, you could look at an Eagles fan and say, hey, look, I'm going to sell my tickets for $2,000 and I'm going to use that for my New Orleans trip
or
something.
What else are they doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, people are selling the tickets expecting the Eagles to win Sunday so they can have the money to go to New Orleans.
Right. I hope that works
out. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand that.
I hope you sold them to another Eagles fan.
How about that?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you doing this championship Friday?
What's up, feller?
What's up, Justin?
Man, the one word I've been bouncing around, all like you to ask me, it would have been a different word every day. But today, I would say anxious. I don't know if anyone said anxious or not.
Anxious.
That's
a good
anxious.
One.
I'm just ready for it to be here. You know, we're still 48 hours away, and I'm just, guys, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for it to be here. And the thing that I'm looking at the most is what Jalen had said earlier in the week, talking about the fans, how they feed off the fans. So the fans up there, for the most part, are probably Sixers fans. So if you don't want to see that little weasel, nasally, whiny, wimpy-ass Josh Harris accept the trophy, then you better get there, stay loud, and stay proud the whole damn game. I don't want to see that guy hold the trophy on the 50-yard line, in the locker room, in the bathroom, in the damn city. They cannot let this happen. I'm not a basketball fan, but everything that guy does, like when I listen to the station, I can't stand that dude. I just want to beat his eyes shut. I can't stand him. He's a little whiny, nasally,
just
booty poo, candy ass. Sorry, owner. I can't stand him. I wish Lurie and Middleton would combine to buy the Sixers to make Sixer fans happy, so he would be out of the way.
Let's get Jeffrey Lurie to buy the Sixers, man.
He's got an extra few billion sitting around. I don't know about that.
I don't know if that'll help.
Let Lurie and Middleton just combine and do it, because they're the two best owners in the
city. No.
Middleton's got
really looking for, though, is Joe Witt Jr. saying that if he's going to act like a running back, we're going to hit him like a running back. Listen here, big boy. Our quarterback is built like a running back. Yours is built like a little twig.
Wow. Our quarterback's hurt at the end of every year, too.
He ain't built for this. He ain't built to take the pounding like that. But get ready, big boy. You call down the thunder, it's coming. They're going to whip his ass four ways from Sunday. And when it's over, Jalen Carter's going to look across that field. He's going to take a football. He's going to turn that sumbitch sideways and stick it straight up Josh Harris in the ass. That's all I got to say about that, and I'm going to end with this right here.
Wow.
No bird.
Spike. Spike, if they went on...
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that makes me think Justin's normal voice is fake.
I know.
If he had that buried in him somewhere...
Fake allegations.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
If they win on Sunday, should they play the Sixers song?
Like, oh,
come on, man.
An amazing troll that would be.
Like, clap your hands.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That would be.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that.
No, anymore. I don't think so. Well, because you know all those guys are.
Yes, they're buddies. Yeah. Man. Yes, business partners.
And yeah, they're probably going all. They're all part of what the development's going to be in South
no
Philly
doubt.
Anyway,
yes.
Right? Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are at McGurk's in Rofo. We will be here until 6 o'clock.
Rofo.
We got a bunch of T-shirts to give away. Take pictures with half-naked Joe DeCamera stand up.
Joe packing over there.
Yeah, he is. That's how you can tell it's not really DeCamera.
Like he took a blue chew already.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. What is your one word to describe how you're feeling for Sunday's game? And coming up next, you've been waiting for him. This is the biggest forecast summer saying of Tornado Shapiro's life.
Oh, last week was.
No, well, but every week it gets bigger.
You got to update your resume.
This is the big one. And he's been right every week. There has or hasn't been precipitation every single week. So he's been correct.
50-50 chance.
So Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.